navigating difficult conversations in English. Welcome to an essential episode of For Legal English, dedicated to helping legal professionals all over the world master the art of navigating difficult conversations in English. We understand that as ESL lawyers, you encounter unique challenges in your legal careers. In this episode, we'll equip you with strategies and insights to tackle these challenges head-on, enhance your communication skills, and emerge from challenging conversations with confidence. Stay tuned, because by the end of this episode, you'll have the tools to handle even the most complex dialogues in the world of legal English. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 is in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. On the docket today, we embark on a crucial journey into the realm of legal English, tailored specifically for non-native English-speaking lawyers and law students. In this episode, we tackle the essential skills required to navigate difficult conversations effectively in the legal world. We delve into the importance of preparation, the art of clear expression, and strategies for managing emotions under stress. Furthermore, we explore techniques for seeking clarification when needed and gracefully handling disagreements. You'll discover the significance of summarizing and confirming key points to maintain clarity throughout any conversation. Join us as we equip lawyers worldwide with the linguistic tools and strategies to excel in challenging dialogues, ultimately enhancing their legal communication and advocacy skills. Hello and welcome to another For Legal English podcast. I'm Timothy Barrett, and today we have an essential topic on our hands, one that I know resonates deeply with many of our listeners. As a former practicing attorney and professor of law, I've had the privilege of teaching numerous law students and lawyers from around the world, and today we're diving into the art of handling challenging dialogues in English. This episode is all about helping you, legal professionals from different corners of the globe, master the intricacies of communicating in English, particularly in those tricky situations that demand more than just language skills. It's about equipping you with the tools to navigate complex negotiations, advise clients effectively, and communicate with opposing counsel with precision and confidence. Effective communication is the cornerstone of success in the legal field. It's not just about what you say, it's about how you say it. Clear, concise, and tactful communication is essential, whether you're drafting contracts, presenting legal arguments, or addressing sensitive issues with clients. In the legal profession, miscommunications can lead to dire consequences. The focus of this episode is not only to break down the challenges that lawyers like you face, but also to provide practical advice and strategies. We want to empower you to handle these situations with confidence, regardless of where you're from or where you practice law. So whether you're a law student, a seasoned attorney, or somewhere in between, stay with us. By the end of the episode, you'll have a clear understanding of what it takes to master the art of navigating challenging conversations in English. Ready to embark on this journey? Let's be about it. Defining difficult conversations. Welcome to For Legal English Podcast, your trusted source for mastering legal English. In this episode, we're diving into the world of navigating difficult conversations in English. Difficult conversations are a part of life, and in the legal realm, they're practically inevitable. Whether it's negotiating a contract, advising a client, or dealing with opposing counsel, you'll often find yourself in situations that demand precision, clarity, and tact. So why are these conversations challenging for ESL lawyers? Well, it's not just about language. It's about culture, legal nuances, and the stakes involved. We'll explore it all. By the end of this episode, you'll not only understand what makes these conversations tough, but also have a toolkit to navigate them effectively. Let's start by defining what we mean by difficult conversations. To effectively navigate difficult conversations, we must first understand what we're dealing with. A difficult conversation is more than just a chat that makes you a bit uncomfortable. It's a dialogue where the stakes are high, opinions differ, and emotions often run strong. In the legal context, these conversations can include negotiations, presenting legal arguments, addressing sensitive issues with clients, or even interactions with opposing counsel. Now let's break down why these conversations are challenging for ESL lawyers. First, there's the language barrier. The precision and clarity required in legal English can be demanding even for native speakers, and this becomes magnified for those whose first language isn't English. Second, there's a matter of cultural differences. In the legal profession, how you communicate can be as crucial as what you communicate. Understanding the cultural aspects of conversation can be pivotal in achieving your goals. Finally, the stakes are high. Legal matters often involve significant consequences, so it's essential to get the conversation right. Misunderstandings can lead to unfavorable outcomes, whether you're negotiating a contract, advising a client, or engaging in dispute resolution. But fear not. As we explore this topic, we'll provide insights, strategies, and practical advice to help you master these challenges. In the next sections, we'll delve deeper into the intricacies of navigating difficult conversations, and I'll share my personal experiences and tips gained from years of working with international lawyers like you. Preparing for difficult conversations. In this section, we're going to talk about the critical step of preparing for difficult conversations. Whether you're negotiating, advising, or resolving disputes, preparation is your secret weapon. Let's start by understanding why preparation is absolutely vital. In the legal profession, we often say failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And this couldn't be truer when it comes to challenging dialogues. The more you prepare, the more confident and in control you'll be during these conversations. Preparation allows you to anticipate possible directions the conversation might take and be ready to respond. It helps you gather all the necessary information, ensuring you're not caught off guard. And it's your opportunity to familiarize yourself with relevant legal vocabulary. Strategies for gathering information and vocabulary. Now let's dive into strategies for effective preparation. First, you'll want to gather as much information as possible. Understanding the context, the legal background, in specific issues at hand is crucial. This means reading relevant documents, researching similar cases or scenarios, and consulting with colleagues or experts if necessary. It's also the perfect time to enhance your legal vocabulary. Identify the key terms and phrases that are likely to come up during the conversation. This will not only help you express your thoughts more precisely, but also demonstrate your expertise to others. Value of setting clear goals and expectations. Another essential part of preparation is setting clear goals and expectations for the conversation. What do you aim to achieve? What would be the best-case scenario, and what are you willing to compromise on? Having a well-defined purpose keeps you on track and helps you steer the dialogue in the right direction. By knowing your goals and expectations, you can also set boundaries and manage the conversation more effectively. This is particularly important when dealing with clients, opposing counsel, or other parties with potentially conflicting interests. So as you navigate the world of legal English, remember that preparation is your ally. It's the foundation for successful difficult conversations. Clear expression. Welcome back to the For Legal English Podcast. In this section, we'll tackle the essential skill of clear expression. This is the heart of effective communication, especially in the legal world. For many ESL lawyers, one of the most common challenges is expressing complex legal thoughts and arguments clearly in English. But don't worry, you're not alone in this. Even native English-speaking lawyers sometimes struggle with this. The key is to remember that clarity trumps complexity. It's better to explain your points in a straightforward manner, even if the legal subject matter is intricate. This is not the time for elaborate sentences or unnecessary jargon. So how can you achieve this clarity? First, use concise and straightforward language. Avoid overcomplicating your sentences with legalese or complex terminology. Imagine you're explaining the concept to someone who's not a lawyer. One helpful technique is to break down your argument or explanation into smaller, manageable parts. This simplifies the information and makes it easier for the listener to follow. It's like building a bridge of understanding, one step at a time. Logical structure is another vital aspect of clear expression. Make sure your responses follow a logical sequence. Start with the main point or conclusion, then provide the supporting arguments or evidence. In the legal world, we often use the IRAC structure. That's I-R-A-C. Issue, rule, application, conclusion, IRAC. Begin by stating the issue, then explain the relevant rules or laws, apply them to the situation, and conclude with your findings or recommendations. This structure not only ensures clarity, but also shows your expertise in a well-structured manner. To sum it up, clear expression is about breaking down complex ideas, using simple language, and structuring your responses logically. It's a skill that not only will make your conversations more understandable, but also enhance your professional reputation. If you're enjoying today's episode, please share it with some of your friends and colleagues. If you can help spread the word about this podcast, that would be fantastic. It would help us find new listeners and improve our audience base. And don't forget to check out our website. It's 4 as in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com, 4legalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and of course, the show notes for this episode. If you are interested in criminal law, I wanted to introduce my new book, 4 Legal English Criminal Law Lexicon. Explanations and exercises to understand criminal law terms. You can find this book on Amazon. The book is available as a paperback book or as an ebook. Please check it out on Amazon. If you do read it, of course, give me a great review on Amazon. And of course, you can go to the 4 Legal English website and find more information there. But it is being sold exclusively through Amazon. Managing emotions. In this section, we're diving into the intricate topic of managing emotions during difficult conversations. As lawyers, we often deal with high-stake, emotionally charged situations. Emotions are a natural part of being human, and they can run high during legal discussions. However, it's vital to maintain emotional control, especially in challenging conversations. This doesn't mean you should be emotionless. It means you should be in control of your emotions. Why? Because it helps you think clearly, make sound decisions, and maintain professionalism. One strategy for managing emotions is to focus on professionalism. Even when you're feeling stressed or frustrated, maintain a calm and composed demeanor. You want to be cool, calm, and collected. If you find yourself getting agitated, try a simple breathing exercise. Take a deep breath, count to 5, and then exhale slowly. This can help you regain your composure. It's also helpful to remind yourself of your role as an attorney. You're there to represent your client's best interests. And that often means staying level-headed and professional, no matter how heated the conversation gets. As a global lawyer, you might be navigating cultural differences in emotional expression from both ends. You should be aware of the expectations and norms in the legal jurisdiction where you're practicing, and those of the individuals you are dealing with, because they might be very different. Always aim to be respectful and considerate of cultural differences. It's a sign of professionalism and can help you build stronger relationships with clients and colleagues from different backgrounds. strategies for clarification. In this section, we'll explore strategies for clarification. In the world of legal conversations, clarity is king. Legal discussions can sometimes become complex, leading to confusion. In such situations, asking for clarification is a sign of professionalism, not a weakness. It ensures that all parties involved are on the same page. There are many scenarios where clarification is crucial. When faced with complex legal jargon, dealing with a client's unique situation, or simply when you're unsure about what someone meant. Here are some phrases and strategies you can use. I want to make sure I understand correctly. Could you please clarify? I'm not entirely clear on. To ensure we're on the same page, let me recap to see if I've got it right. Remember, asking for clarification doesn't imply that you didn't comprehend. It indicates your commitment to ensuring mutual understanding. Mutual understanding is a cornerstone of effective communication, especially in the legal field. Misunderstandings can lead to costly mistakes, or in the worst cases, legal disputes. In some situations, lawyers may hesitate to ask for clarification, fearing it may make them appear less competent. But in truth, seeking clarity is a sign of professionalism and demonstrates your commitment to providing the best service to your clients. So don't shy away from asking for clarification when needed. It's a valuable skill that ensures you and your clients are always on the same legal page. Handling disagreements. In this section, we're diving into the delicate art of handling disagreements in English. Disagreements are a natural part of legal discussions, and handling them tactfully is essential. As legal professionals, we often find ourselves in situations where we disagree with a colleague, client, or opposing counsel. When this happens, it's crucial to navigate these disagreements with finesse. Here are some strategies to keep in mind. Acknowledge and respect. Begin by acknowledging the other person's viewpoint. You can say something like, "I understand your perspective." Use diplomatic language. Avoid confrontational language. Instead of saying you are wrong, try I see it differently. Support your position. Offer evidence or legal precedents that support your viewpoint. If you just say I feel, I think, this is how I see it, it's not going to be nearly as effective if you're pointing to, well, the contract says, the statute says, this provision says. Seek common ground. Try to find areas of agreement and build on those. This is often a good way to start a conversation. Find out what both sides agree on, and then you can focus on what the disagreements are. You don't want to waste time with things that you already agree on. Emphasizing respectful and diplomatic language. In difficult conversations, your choice of words is paramount. It's essential to use respectful and diplomatic language to maintain professionalism and foster a constructive atmosphere. Phrases like, "I appreciate your point of view," or "let's explore this together," can help diffuse tension and keep the conversation on track. It's important to recognize that conflict resolution approaches can vary across cultures. For example, some cultures may have a more direct and assertive approach, while others prefer a more indirect consensus-building style. And this can be true for just different types of people. For some people, you might want to be very direct, and they appreciate that, and then can negotiate or deal with it. Others, it pays to kind of beat around the bush and kind of go around it before you dive right into it. Understanding who the other side is and which approach they would appreciate or would be more effective is vital. By embracing a diplomatic and respectful approach and considering these differences, you'll be better equipped to handle disagreements in a way that promotes understanding and resolution. Summarizing and confirming. In this section, we're delving into the importance of summarizing and confirming key points in a conversation. These skills are invaluable in ensuring clarity and understanding. Summarizing is like shining a spotlight on the most critical elements of a conversation. It's essential for several reasons. First, it helps ensure that both parties are on the same page. By summarizing what's been discussed, you can clarify any potential misunderstandings. Second, it reinforces key takeaways. People often remember the beginning and end of a conversation best. By summarizing, you make sure the most crucial points are highlighted. Third, it's a tool for agreement. When you summarize and the other party confirms, you've reached a consensus on the discussion's main topics. Here are strategies for effective summarization and confirmation. Rephrase and reflect. Restate the main points in your own words. For example, you can say, "So if I understand correctly, you're saying that." Use open-ended questions. Encourage the other party to provide a summary from their perspective by asking questions like, "What are the key takeaways for you?" Seek confirmation. After summarizing, ask for a confirmation. You can say, "Is that an accurate summary of our discussion?" Throughout a conversation, maintaining clarity is essential. It's far better to clarify details as you go along than to uncover misunderstandings later. Clear, concise summaries and confirmations help ensure that everyone leaves the conversation with a mutual understanding of what's been discussed. In the legal world, where precision is paramount, summarizing and confirming can prevent costly misunderstandings and disputes. Lexicon. Here are some words that might be tricky or be considered advanced. To learn more about these words, check out the show notes for this episode. You can go to forlegalenglish.com/podcast and look for the show notes for this episode. Clarification. Diplomatic. Emotional control. Gathering relevant information. Mutual understanding. Professionalism. Respectful. Strategies. Tactfully. Vital. Let's summarize the key takeaways and reflect on why these skills are vital for global lawyers navigating difficult conversations in English. Today, we've explored strategies for handling difficult dialogues in English, from preparation and clear expression to emotional management, clarification, and handling disagreements tactfully. These are all crucial elements in successful communication. Remember, your ability to navigate these conversations can make a significant difference in your legal career. To all our lawyers and law students from around the globe, we strongly encourage you to apply these strategies in your legal practice. Effective communication is not just a skill, it's a cornerstone of success in the legal world. Your ability to handle difficult conversations can lead to better client relations, stronger case arguments, and a more rewarding and successful legal career. In the legal profession, language is your tool. Effective communication is not an option, it's a necessity. By mastering the art of navigating difficult conversations in English, you enhance your ability to represent your clients, negotiate successfully, and advocate your legal positions with clarity and confidence. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website, 4, as in the number 4, LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com, forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4 Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.